While many market participants today are focusing in on the big storm system for next week, it is being somewhat hidden the fact that there will be a general warming trend across the lower Midwest and relatively dry conditions so that some fieldwork can take place between now and the storm system next week arriving. We will expect to see temperatures warming up over the next few days. Yesterday was still a rather cool day across a big part of the Midwest, with temperatures mostly confined to readings in the 40s and 50s, and we will see warmer weather, significantly warming, in fact, across many of these areas as we go forward through these next few days. Temperatures are likely to get back up into 60 and 70 degree temperatures as we get into the late weekend and early part of next week. And that'll raise soil temperatures as well, and we should be able to germinate some corn if we can get it into the ground. The topsoil will firm up rather quickly across the lower Midwest, just simply because it really hasn't been all that wet recently. It's actually been moist mainly because the soil temperatures have been so cool and the air temperatures as well, keeping the evaporation rates low and keeping moisture in the topsoil. As we get into a few days of 60 and 70 degree highs, we'll likely see that topsoil firm up, and that's why I believe we'll see some planting take place across the lower Midwest. Now, some producers that do choose to go ahead and enter the fields will probably be taking a little bit of a risk because some of the heaviest rainfall will occur in the areas that will be planted initially, which includes places like Missouri, southern Illinois, Kentucky, southern Indiana, and parts of the northern Delta. All of these areas will likely see the potential for the heaviest rainfall as we go through the late weekend and through the middle part of next week. We'll probably end up with some 1 to 3 inch totals out of the storm system coming up. And that may not sound like a terribly large amount, but if it all occurs in a fairly short period of time, there could be a little bit of washout in a few fields, and that's where the concern might be. But for those areas that drain well and don't usually have a problem with that, the planting should be underway by the time we get to Saturday or Sunday, and we'll probably see a fairly good response as the storm system leaves the region and we still see some mild to warm weather prevailing. The Delta and the southeastern states are still expected to see some additional rain, but there's going to be several days of good drying and warming take place across those areas to get fieldwork back underway. Most of the rain today will be in the southeastern corner of the country. The Delta will be dry now for several days. The southeast will follow up as we go through starting tomorrow and going through the middle part of next week. We'll likely see storminess develop in the second half of next week. I probably should say through the first part of next week is when the drying will likely continue into. We will expect to see some more cool weather come into the U.S. Midwest and plains behind this Midwest storm system during the early to middle part of next week. At the moment, it doesn't look like there'll be crop-threatening conditions, but it will need to watch the temperatures behind the system rather closely. There is potential that it will get fairly nippy behind the event for a couple of days. One of the bigger changes that were noted in the second week of the two-week outlook this morning was a little bit of a drier bias across parts of the Midwest, the lower Midwest in particular, as well as the southeastern part of the country for the 14th through the 18th. Some of that was expected, but it looks a little bit more impressive today, and we may be able to firm up the soil a little bit better and get back into the fields fairly quickly after this bigger storm system next week. So overall, it's not a bad scenario for this time of the year, even though we've been a little cold here recently and a little bit slow getting into the fields. There's still a lot of potential to see some favorable progress made. Temperatures across the region I've already mentioned will be turning quite a bit warmer. Our low temperatures at night are still going to be rather nippy overnight tonight. We'll see 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest, and we'll see low temperatures on Saturday morning, probably somewhat similar. I'll see a little bit more 30s, though, and we'll look for lows on Sunday, mostly 30s and 40s, and the same will occur on Monday with even a few lower 50s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.